Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Pesachim. So we've discussed the fact that when a Karban Pesach becomes pasul, it needs to be burned. The question, of course, is when do you burn it? Is it important that it be burned immediately? Can you wait a little while? Sometimes do you have to wait a little while? And so our Mishnah Tes, is going to discuss this question. So first of all, if it became pasul before dark, right? So we're talking about Yud Dalid Nisan, it is not yet Yom Tov. The Korban Pesach has been brought. Either it became pasul like before Zrika or became pasul after Zrika, but it is not yet Pesach. So in that case, HaPesach sheYotza o sheNitma, if the Pesach became pasul because it left Yerushalayim, the Pesach has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. The Korban Pesach has to be eaten in Yerushalayim, and like all korbanos that have a limited area where it can be eaten, it has to actually stay in that area. It can't actually leave that area at all. And if the Korban Pesach leaves Yerushalayim at all, it immediately becomes pasul and can't be eaten at all. Similarly, oshenitma, or if the Korban Pesach itself became tame, then it is a pasul immediately. So in both of those cases, yisarif miyad, it needs to be burned immediately. That is to say, on the 14th before Yom Tov. These two examples are two particular examples of what we call psulei haguf. They are the defect, right? The psul comes from a problem with the actual karban itself, not with the activities around the karban, not with the people bringing the karban. The karban itself is problematic because the physical karban left Yerushalayim or the physical karban became tameh. And so if it's a psul aguf, the problem lies within the karban itself, then it needs to be burned immediately because the karban loses its kedusha, loses its active kedusha, and becomes something that needs to be destroyed right away. And therefore, it should be burned before Yontif. However, if the reason for the psul is not related to the karban itself, such as nitmu habali moshemesu, the owners all became tame, or the owners all died, so now, of course, it has no owners, so it is pasul. In that case, it can't be burned right away because the karban itself still has full kedusha, because there's nothing wrong with the body of the karban, as it were, and therefore, teubar tzuraso. Teubar tzuraso literally means that its appearance needs to change. That means that basically we leave it overnight. We leave it overnight. At that point, it halachically becomes nosar, and it also starts to go bad. Right, it's not going to go that bad, but it's basically fresh meat that's been left out overnight. So that's it's not a thing you necessarily want to eat. From a health perspective, it's called going bad. And from a halakha perspective, again, because it's nosar, it is totally not usable. And so that is then now a psul aguf, because the meat itself is nosar. And therefore, at that point, you could burn it. Therefore, v'yisarif, so it needs to be burned. But now it's yontif. By the time overnight happens, it's now the morning of Pesach. And it can't be burned on Tesla of Nisan, on the 15th of Nisan, because that's Yom Tov. And we can't burn. Burning Kadshim Psulim is not Toch Shabbos, and it's not Toch Yom Tov. So we can't burn it on the 15th. And therefore, V'yisarif B'shisha Asar. It needs to be burned on the 16th, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed, the day after the Yom Tov of Pesach. Of course, if it became pasul on Yom Tov itself, right after Shkia on the night of the 14th. So then, no matter what, it can't be burned until the 16th because you can't burn it on Yom Tov. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka disagrees with the Chachamim in a particular case. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Omer, if the owners became Tameh or died before Zrika, not after Zrika, he agrees with the Chachamim, but before Zrika, he says, that's equivalent to a psul haguf. Why is it equivalent to a psul haguf? Because the meat was never permitted to be eaten. So that is not an external factor. that means the meat itself has a problem. And so that's called a psul haguf, he says. If the owners became tamei or died after zrika, so then the carbon was a carbon kosher, and then something externally happened to make it have no more owners. And then, so it became possible. But that was not intrinsic to the carbon. But here, the meat itself has a problem, which is that it never had a heter achila. And so he calls that a psul haguf. And therefore, yisarif miyad, right, it needs to be burned immediately. And that converts to basically a psul haguf.